Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are visiting with John Mark Nielsen, and he's the executive director for the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, John Mark.
Good morning, but I'm just the director for one more day.
Well, actually, by the time people hear this, I think you are no longer going to be the executive director. You're going to be involved, but not with that title. Doesn't matter, you're still going to be involved and be here for a while to kind of keep things going as you get a new director.
But I'm retiring.
Yeah, a new stage in life, a new
beginning, right,
for you, John Mark. And right now you sound pretty excited about that.
Well, yes, but I've never done this before, so I don't know what to expect.
Well, we'll find out. Time will tell us, John Mark. I want to kind of start back at a bit of the beginning. I just found out that you were on the board when kind of all of this started, and you had a really important say in this starting.
Well, I was on the committee that had been appointed by the Danish American Heritage Society. That society, due to influences of a mentor of mine at Dana College, had set about to locate a place to situate a national museum celebrating the Danish immigrant experience. And so in late 1982, my mentor at Dana College, Norman Banson, saw to it that I was made a member of this committee as well. And so in February 1983, we met in Elkhorn at the school, and there were folks from Elkhorn, Kimbolton, and the surrounding area, three counties. It was an impressive showing of, I think there were over 400 people there. And we met and we heard the case for situating our museum in Elkhorn, Kimbolton. We were impressed. And I do remember that I spoke that evening, and I was asked by the chair of that committee to indicate what we were considering. And so I shared that the other community under consideration was Minneapolis. And I do recall, I think the Des Moines Register and the Omaha World Herald did report later that Elkhorn Kimbolton won out over Minneapolis. And I also recall looking back in the minutes in our archive here at the museum, I also seconded the motion that it be situated here in Elkhorn, Kimbolton. So it's been rather ironic to be executive director and to work in an environment some years later, 20 years. It was the 20th year when I took over. Move the museum forward.
So I want to skip a lot of those years, because you were on that board for a number of years, involved in a number of ways before you became executive director. But I want to talk about the things that have changed under your leadership. And I know you say, well, there were a lot of people involved in that, we know that, but you were there as the leader. So let's kind of just review some of those changes and buildings that's gone on.
Well, we've seen dramatic changes, and I would enumerate them in this way. The change that I feel the greatest pride in and responsibility for was the initiation of our internship program. The fact that we've been able to welcome over 30 Danish graduate students to Elkhorn and to the museum, that we've had American interns. As an educator, that gave me and has inspired within me the greatest sense of pride to see the growth of these individuals in participating here and learning about museums, and then to move on in their professions, in some cases in museums. And in fact, just this morning, we are in the process of redesigning our core exhibit once again. And we have been working very closely with the Danish Immigration Museum in Copenhagen in Denmark. And the curator of exhibits there is a former intern, our first intern here at this museum. So we have created a network in Denmark and throughout the United States through this internship program. So that's, I've always pointed to that as maybe my most significant contribution.
Well, Well, it is worldwide influence, yes, that you've had through those young people who were here.
And yes, and as listeners heard on this program earlier, we've had two more interns who have just been interviewed and have been able to share something of their experience, which is, again, very gratifying. I would say another issue which I take great pride in is that we have expanded the programming of the museum, not only here with very active programming at the museum itself, but in initiating traveling exhibits and some major exhibits that we're sharing with museums around the country. We've also shared artifacts with museums in Denmark, and so that underscores the outreach that we have been successful in making happen.
In terms of outreach, also, and this may be going away from where you were going with that, but I want you to talk about your board a little bit, because I think that kind of also shows the outreach that you have.
Right. Many people don't realize we have a board of 25 board members. I served on the board back some years ago. They come from all over the country and from Denmark, and we gather three times a year. Listeners, members always need to be reminded that these board members serve with no remuneration at all. They volunteer and they pay the expenses to travel to three meetings a year. We do, as many of you know, hold our October annual meeting here in Elkhorn. But in February and June, we meet elsewhere in the United States. And that's, again, part of our outreach to the widely spread Danish-American community. And for a museum, and I think many of you realize that the budget for our museum runs between $1.3 and $1.5 million. We can't generate that in this three-county area. And so we have to reach out, and it is through the active participation of these board members that we've been able to connect to communities across the United States and to invite their support and their membership, and of course then we share our programs with them. So our board is very very important, and it is a working board, and it is a board that is very generous in serving as they do.
Another thing that you have had to, and I have done, and that is to extend your communication methods since because some of it's due to the technology that's available, but you certainly have had to take advantage of that, again, for outreach.
Right from the very beginning, I was coming from teaching at Dana College, and we were using the internet and computers and all. We knew we had to address issues of website, and as social media has blossomed, we've emphasized that as well. We were so lucky. And I know she came from the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, but we were so lucky to get Nikki Christensen on board. She's our communications specialist, and she handles our social media. And that's a very, very important part of our outreach to our widely flung membership. If you follow our Facebook page, you'll see regularly people commenting from all over the United States, from all over Denmark as well, and sometimes other countries too. So it's very important. That's a critical part of our growth.
And again, a challenge because you are in Elkhorn, you're not in LA or Minneapolis or wherever people fly into. You know, we're sometimes known as the flyover state.
That's right. And yet, as I have said again and again, I actually think that becomes one of our strengths, because had we located in Minneapolis, as I indicated earlier, I think there might have been a gravitational pull to just focus on the Twin Cities and the upper Midwest Danish-American community, and we would have been in competition with other cities. I think the Swedes are a good example of that. There are three Swedish museums, one in Minneapolis, one in Chicago, and one in Philadelphia. Whereas being located in Elkhorn, in order to thrive, in order to move forward, we do have to reach out. And so we have, through an incredible staff, we have connected with Danish Americans all over the country and with Danes in Denmark.
Well, John Mark, we haven't even begun to talk about the whole building and the landscaping and all of that. We might have to do that another time because, of course, more than we can talk about today. We want to wish you the best in your retirement. I know that you're going to be here to help the new person, and we'll come and visit with him someday. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I think people are going to be very excited to meet Rasmus Thuesen, and it's pronounced Thuesen, even though when you see it, you will maybe scratch your head, but that's the enigma, the Danish language.
We'll all have to learn that. We want to thank you very much, John Mark Nielsen, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Lois Lowry. That's why we have a museum, to remind us of how we came and why, to start fresh and begin in a new place from what we had learned and carried from here.